Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, Mark Grody, beautiful man.
Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. It's time to play that one song with our guy. He is Mark Brody, and it is Brody time. He joins us as he does every week here on the Mully and Haw Show, and he joins us on the Signature Bank Score Hotline. Signature Bank, making commercial banking personal. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I am doing well. Good morning, Mully. Good morning, Haw. We have arrived at another Wednesday in our lives.
Bears.
The most significant day of the week, typically for the Bears, and we start to get a sniff of whether or not Justin Fields will play this week against the Green Bay Packers.
Well, what's on the agenda? Who do you expect to hear from? What quarterback will be behind the microphone when the quarterback speaks at Halas Hall today?
I'd expect that we will hear from Justin Fields. I'd be very surprised, David, if we don't, based on last week when they probably knew he wasn't going to play. I think that there's a little bit more mystery going into this week, but I think they knew what was up with everything that was at stake, considering the opponent. I think they knew that Justin Fields wasn't going to play, but they put him up there, and they also allowed him to be, at least I think they allowed him to be transparent. So I expect that Justin Fields will speak again today, and I also expect that Justin Fields will be very honest in how he feels. I don't think that we will know today whether or not he is playing. I do think that that will still be strung along, but I don't have any reason to think that Justin Fields won't be as honest and forthright as he was last week when he was standing up there.
So the festering stench of decaying season is perfectly on display at this point, Mark?
It's permeating, Molly. I tell you what, it's just, it's out there. I don't know. This has been a weird season because I've had some of my colleagues say to me, man, this feels like a long season. And I don't know how you guys feel. Maybe you guys feel like it's been a long season. But for a team that's 3-9, I don't know. This has not been a long season to me just because there's been so much story when it comes to Justin Fields this year and how he changed himself or how they changed him after the first five games of the season and now the injury. So there has been enough to that I think has been interesting about the individual players on this team showing you whether or not they can play and starting to get an idea of what Ryan Poles is about and what Matt Eberflus is about and what Luke Getsy is about and Alan Williams and so on. So because of that, it hasn't felt like the putrid, permeating stench of losing. Like that has not overcome me at this point.
You should come in the studio more then, Mark. Yeah. I think I can smell it from here. And here's why. The Bears are well coached, but not well stocked. The talent deficiency is obvious. But here's why I think this feels like a really long season.
All right.
At least from my vantage point. I'm tired and exhausted by the argument about what's good about this 3-9 record. I think that the fixation on Justin Fields is understandable and fun. I love the way Luke Getsy pivoted and changed everything. But I think that you grow a little bit weary about these losses that are viewed in a different way than we're typically traditionally conditioned to view losses because of what it means overall in the big picture of the draft status. And I don't like it when draft status and order outweighs what you see on Sundays. And I think that's why this has felt like a long season.
Well, David, then you should have been more prepared at the beginning of the season, because we all knew that this is how this season was going to go. We knew from the OTAs on, basically, considering what Ryan Poles was and was not doing, how else were you going to view this year? How else were any of us going to view this year when they were bringing in the 1 and 2 year contract guys? We knew that Justin Fields was going to be the story going into this year. So I don't know that there was any other way. We all knew, it wasn't even a secret going into this year that this is as rebuild the Bears have ever had. And with the moves that they made, with the things that Ryan Poles wasn't willing to say, like glowing about players, I mean, they're now starting to get that. But for me, that's what the season is all about. And maybe I'm too close to Talis Hall, too much, you know, talking as a reporter, but this is not some shock 12 games into the season. It's pretty much going exactly the way everybody thought it was going to go, quite frankly.
And the moldering, rancid injury list will be expected this afternoon as well.
Yes, and the hope is that maybe you start to get some good news on these guys, specifically
concussion.
That's what I was going to say. Jaquan Brisker, yep. I mean, it would be interesting if the Bears went into this week with Elijah Hicks and DeAndre Houston Carson as your starting safeties, and A.J. Thomas, the undrafted rookie they just picked up, a guy that has not played a lick in the NFL, as your backup. And as we learned last week, they might just get to the backup. So be nice to hear that. Kyler Gordon as a cornerback. There are a lot of guys who are, Larry Borm, we get an update on him, see what's going on with his right ankle. And obviously the update was had with Eddie Jackson yesterday and Darnell Mooney, both those guys on IR. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting day for more than just Justin Fields.
How do you see the wide receiving core then coming together for the final five games? And who do you think emerges as the favorite target of whoever's playing quarterback? But this is an opportunity. I would think your answer would begin with Chase Claypool, but I don't know, because there are other guys who could definitely benefit from the increased reps.
Yeah, I think Chase Claypool, when you asked that question, David, Chase Claypool did pop in my mind first. What a great opportunity this will be for the rest of the season to really zero in on that relationship, assuming Justin Fields is eventually, whether he's back this week or the following, or after the bye, to really work on that relationship. Chase Claypool told me last week that he's looking forward to, next year already and getting an entire training camp. And you obviously can't treat these final games like that, but you can start to force the issue a little bit more with him. I think that the slight emergence of Byron Pringle was interesting last week. I think that that's something that could be carried on. Equanimeous St. Brown, I think we kind of know where he lands in all of this stuff. But I think that those two guys, especially, Pringle will start to come in. And, he's been a relative disappointment this year, numbers-wise, and having been injured. But I would definitely think about those two guys. And, the continued development at this point, I don't know if that's the right word for Cole Kmet, but to continue to get the ball into his hands and have him run all sorts of different types of routes, as we have seen throughout this year. So, yeah, it stinks that Darnell Mooney is out, because even though he has not had the years that he has had in the past couple, he's still the most important part of that receiving core.
What we saw two right tackles go down in that game. Any idea what the long-term plan is, or the short-term plan at the right tackle position? I don't think Riley Reiff is here for beyond this year. I wonder how they feel about Larry Borum. I wonder who they would move into that spot if indeed both those guys were unable to play.
Yeah, that starts to get really interesting with the depth and the the lack of depth that actually exists on that Bears offensive line right now. I mean, he started to the other day, Matt Eberflus started to mention, just really just started listing the guys that are on the team. Here's Alex Leatherwood. Here's Michael Schofield as a possibility.
He was the third right tackle, right? That's the guy that came in and played that position. I can't imagine they'd start a game with him, though.
I don't think so either. So they're kind of in a jam if Riley Reiff is not. I mean, the hope is that Riley Reiff will at least be healthy this week. Well, like I said, we'll find out more about Larry Borum today. But really, I mean, it doesn't really go much farther than Alex Leatherwood and Michael Schofield unless you were thinking about moving Tevin Jenkins back to a tackle spot. But what I read on Monday is that they have zero interest in doing that.
Right.
Of course, when Flus was asked about that, he kind of said, yeah, we don't rule anything out. You know, the stuff he was saying in the preseason. We talk about every single possibility, but, you know, we're very comfortable with him playing the guard position. That, to me, was Eberflus's way of saying that ain't happening. He is staying guard.
And, Mark, you don't have Lucas Patrick to kick around anymore.
No more. No, I do not have Lucas Patrick to kick around anymore.
So glad you're enjoying all this moving around in the offensive line, Grody, and finding the pleasure in all of this.
I'm finding pleasure to cover the
the offense and the season and everything
else
going on.
I'm just saying. 12 games into the season, I have not felt like this season has been a drag, and it's because of the revelation that is Justin Fields. Please understand.
So you're a one-issue voter. You are okay. The Bears have found their quarterback. Nothing else matters. That is the Mark Garrody mantra for 2022.
I mean, is that such a bad mantra, having covered and watched this team all my life, to be able to say, yes, I think the Bears have, or it's been interesting at the very least to watch a quarterback. Oh my God, the Bears are developing a quarterback. When have we ever seen that to a level of success? So I don't know. Maybe I'm in the minority, but I have been very interested in this
season.
No,
I think that it's fair to ask whether or not you can enjoy the development or the revelation of a quarterback that looks like a franchise quarterback while also acknowledging the fact that your defense stinks and might be two seasons away from being competitive.
Yeah, but I think, again, David, I think one thing that fans, I think, have accepted, and maybe I'm wrong, I don't know, I'd love to hear their feedback on this. Fans in this era, in 2022, and with fans have been trained for a while now to accept, not only accept, but embrace rebuilds. Like, rebuild is not a dirty word to fans anymore. To GMs and owners and coaches, they hate it. It's a scary word. They certainly have not said rebuild, that's for sure. But they know what's going on, and I think the fans, especially seen as they have seen success, like just in this town, what the Cubs did, even the White Sox, like the White Sox have fallen short. I get it.
What?
But they have, yeah, I know, Molly. Okay. You and I will talk. Call me later. I'll tell you everything about the White Sox. But they did rebuild, and it's been a relatively, because they have been winning under their rebuild. The Bulls did some things, obviously, to get themselves into the playoffs last year, so everybody kind of accepts teardowns or rebuilds these days. So in that regard, I think that keeps people interested, especially when you can look at it and go through the roster and say, yeah, this Gordon's good. He's probably going to stay. Brisker's going to stay. I don't know about Valus Jones. What about Braxton Jones? I mean, I don't know. I think in that way, it's very interesting to sort of play along.
I think what's fascinating is that for many years, we would talk about the Bears and we would say, you know, they got a great team. If only they had a quarterback. If only they have a quarterback. And now we're saying, wow, they got a great quarterback. If only they had a football team.
I mean, absolutely. But isn't there that part in the back of your head, and I think maybe this goes to the fans as well, that you can turn it around pretty quickly, that it's not going to take years, that you get a couple of dogs on defense, like real players in the off, whether through the draft or through free agency, and things will start to look good fast, I think, on the defense.
Do you have an example you could cite that I'd feel better about that statement if you did?
Like
I don't know that you can come up with one.
Well, I bet I could if I did a little.
Do some research.
Yeah, I will.
Let me know.
Oh,
look at this.
Are you talking about
do teams? Your job?
I'm saying.
Wait.
Excuse
give me
an me. Example, Grody.
Excuse me, Haw. You've never seen an NFL team go from crap to middle of the road in this, or from really good to really bad. It happens every year in the NFL.
Exactly. That's why this isn't comparable to the Cubs. Or to baseball.
No, but other NFL teams. No, but it is comparable to other NFL every year.
That's my, but Mark, I think we're making the same point. The Bears, you wanted to say tear down, you want to say rebuild. It sounds like it's a long process. You found your quarterback, but now you've got your defense is your front seven isn't really competitive at all. And I just think you have let it get to the point where you were investing this trust and faith that everything else is going to go well because now you found the quarterback. I just want to know what that's based on. Is it precedent? Is it an example? Is it Ryan Poles' resume, which is very incomplete?
I'm saying the season is interesting because of the rebuild. I think the season is interesting because of Justin Fields. I think the season is interesting because you do have resources to look forward to. And here's the other thing. Like, I know there's not a magic fix, but it can't. This is the NFL. It cannot be a long process, or it's rebuilds are 2 to 3 years at the best in the NFL. Has Ryan Poles now the Ryan Poles question, that's a good one. You got me there because I don't, none of us know still. Like, I've liked some of what Ryan Poles has done, some I haven't liked what Ryan Poles has done. Like, going all the way back to the beginning of the season, I still don't like that they just summarily let James Daniels go. I don't get that. I never got that. The Larry Ogunjobi and Ryan Bates stuff, those were F's on the report card of Ryan Poles. But we're going to find out in this offseason what he is all about, what he can do with lots of money, what his actual draft eye is when he has a first round pick, because he didn't even have a first round pick this year. So some of that is still mystery, but I think that there's no way to think that a rebuild should be that long in the NFL if they're doing it right, and that there is an if factor there.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think that there have been reasons to feel good about this team. I think the first reason was just different, changing the coaching staff, right? Organized, seeing that sort of thing go on, watching the way that they've developed the quarterback has been a lot of fun. But without him playing, that's a real hard watch. And we certainly talked about it last week where, you know, who's going to play? And, oh, you know, wait a minute, the backup quarterback might not play. It might get to the third quarter. Oh, no, it's the backup quarterback. That was very interesting going into the game, but once that was resolved, it was like, they don't have the quarterback, they don't have the receivers, they don't have an offensive line. We know what they're lacking, and you're right. I mean, it's part of a rebuild, but you could argue that they're still in the teardown stage. Like, we don't even know who among this group is long-term here. You could argue their best football player right now is David Montgomery, because he's healthy and he can run the ball and he can catch the ball. And is he going to be here at the end of the
year? And now you have two core pieces in Eddie Jackson and Darnell Mooney, whose futures
are
uncertain.
Clouded by injury.
But that's the NFL.
Everyone's future is
right.
And that's why rebuilds get very dodgy when you don't even know who's going to be healthy or not.
Very dodgy.
Which is why I find it all very interesting. And maybe my definition of, or the way I apply interesting, is different than the way you guys do.
Mark.
But I do find all of this stuff to be very interesting.
I didn't say it wasn't interesting. I'm fascinated. It's the NFL.
Yes.
I could watch. I love watching Pac-12 After Dark. I watch MAC football on Tuesday nights. Mark, I could watch a football game and find it interesting if it's high school through pros.
David stayed up all night to watch the Monday Night Football
exactly.
game.
Exactly.
Then you should be interested in this Bears season.
I didn't say I wasn't interested in it, Mark. I said that it was a long slog and difficult at times because of the focus being where I didn't think it belonged. I find it fascinating from an analyst standpoint, and I love football enough to find every game interesting.
That's just it. Go ahead, Haw.
But this season has been difficult just because of the way it has been framed.
Well, when I hear long slog, I hear, oh my God, there's no hope. You know what I mean? That's the way, and I have.
You find hope in the quarterback.
I find hope in the quarterback, and I find a hope. Honestly, maybe I'm drinking the Ryan Poles Kool-Aid, but I do have hope just from dealing with him and what seems to be on his mind and on the coach's mind. I'm buying in a little bit. And, you know, you also, Molly talked about the teardown factor of this too. I also, the Roquan Smith, Robert Smith, or Robert Quinn, Khalil Mack, even Allen Robbins, all of that stuff to me is, okay, I don't know if this is good or not, but it's interesting. Okay, you did that, and I want to see where it goes. So I guess that's what's kept me on the edge of my seat, as I am right now talking to you guys on the edge of my seat.
Mark, are you going to go follow the Houston Texans next? Is that your idea? You want to just find the fascination of the story?
Another slog of a season.
They're very interesting, Mark. That's an interesting team.
I don't know. Did they move up to draft the number 11 quarterback or the Justin Fields in the draft? No, they didn't do that. They're going to, though.
They'll have the number one overall pick.
I will be there, and that will be something that I will report on. I will definitely, just for you guys.
You're the best. So.
Can't wait, Grody.
Yeah. Mark, thank you. Always a joy, buddy.
Thanks,
a great
Grody.
Man.
Good
Bye,
stuff.
Guys. Have
See
a great morning.
That
See
is Mark Grody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.